Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. We have got an interesting day today. Today with us, we have Linda Irwin.
Hi.
And what we're going to do is we're going to bring her on and give her the grueling moment, and she's going to tell us the who, what, when, where, why, and how of all the stuff she does. She got a little bio description there in our show space there, but there is a whole lot more to this lady. We had a very interesting conversation last night that was, oh, well over an hour. And it's like, I hope she took notes because it's like, well, I want this on the show, I want this on the show. So we're going to let her talk to you today, and she'll just kind of start with who she is, where she is, what she's doing, and how to get a hold of her, and all that good stuff. We will be taking some calls after we do the interview portion of this, but let's give her a good half hour here, and she is going to talk and tell us about herself, and then we'll take callers. We've got 90 minutes today to do this, so away we go. Hello,
all
Linda.
Right. Well, first of all, I live in McCall, Idaho, which is 100 miles north of Boise in the West Central Mountains. I am right next to a ley line, if you're familiar with grid lines, ley lines, energy vortex. There's one that runs right through Jug Handle Mountain. It's the same one that comes up through Sedona. Now, I moved here at a key time in history. 1998 was when the shift actually started, and I needed to be here to anchor that grid line. I did not know this until 2003. I guess just my being here for 5 years was helping. But in 2003, I was taken astrally to the Pleiades system, and that is a beautiful system, and that is when my mission truly began. I am a metapsychologist. That's simply another word for spiritual life coach that I came up with. Metapsychology reaches out to people that are dealing with issues of past life on a spiritual level. It also deals with people that are trying to understand abuse issues that they've had in their lives and how that's a lesson, how that was training them to turn around and help others further down the road. Metapsychology also allows people to understand what I call the star cousins. And the star cousins are those beings who are not physically incarnate on Earth. They have originated from other systems. However, in this particular time in history, we have star seeds. Star seeds are spirit entities from other planets, other universes, other systems that have agreed to incarnate into physical bodies in this time in history, in this planet, to help raise the mass consciousness for something called the shift. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with ascension and the shift. Well, we are all helping. I am one of those star seeds from the Pleiades. There are also Sirians from Sirius B system, Arcturians, Andromedans, and many, many more that are here right now. And I have connected with a lot of other physical beings that are from these places. In fact, I want to give a shout-out to a couple of team members right now. Ryan Kirchhoff, originated from the Sirius B system, and Ophelia Aragon, who is an Arcturan. They are working very closely with me to get things going on my videos on YouTube, which is Vorlon God Channel, V-O-R-L-O-N, and then no space, and then capital G-O-D. It's a science fiction name I ended up using because everything else I wanted to use was taken. But those two people and a new person in our video team who is getting evidence on video is Melanie Belcourt in Canada. And I'm just amazed and overwhelmed every day at the new people that I continue to meet that recognize who they are. And I think this is an important time in history for everyone to understand who's out there, how they're connected to us, and who we are. Yeah, Kelly and I had a great talk last night, didn't we?
That was amazing. We went all over the place. I was like, seriously, I hope she took some notes because I'm going, yeah, well, make sure you mention this. Make sure you mention this. She has got some, she makes Ghostbusters and their technology, you know, look a little backwater there. It's like she has, Linda's, you know, was telling me about being able to, you know, take photos of people in astral and different kind of things. It's like just, you know, amazing kind of things. I'm like going, yeah, yeah, tell us about that.
But the interesting part about that is you don't need to go out and spend hundreds of dollars on equipment. Any type of digital camera or audio recorder will work. I would say the best thing to do if you're going to be doing this at night is to turn the flash off. This is where orbs really show up. So do it in the dark with the flash off, because when you get it in your video editor, you can always increase the brightness to see things more clearly. So just any decent digital camera. I use a Coolpix. It takes both stills and video. Excellent stuff.
Cool.
It's just a matter, the main thing you need to remember when you're getting ready to film this is you have to ask. You put your thoughts, or you can say it out loud. You ask your loved ones or people from other places and other dimensions to come to you. I work with two new groups on Facebook, World UFO Group, CE5 Initiative. CE5 stands for Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. Those are the people that are consciously aware that there is life out there and are doing their best to make cooperative contact. And this is one of the ways we do it. We have group meditations, and this puts this all out into the consciousness. They can pick up on this, and they will come to you. Many have reported having UFOs right over where they live after they've done one of these meditations or privately asked in their homes. So many more are getting actual photographs and videos, and I'm just loving it. I'm happy to be born in this time because it's just fabulous. You said, Kelly, that you had seen something?
Well, when I was really, really young and in Wyoming, it's like I lived right out by a place, a little itty-bitty town by the name of Rock River, and they had active cattle mutilations and all kinds of crazy stuff happening while I was growing up and in high school. It's like there was a gentleman, Pat McGuire, that was out, down the Wheatland Canyon, and he always said, you know, that the star people showed him this where to dig a well. And what was really sad was the military moved in and the University of Wyoming moved in, and he ended up losing the land, property, and all of it, and they kind of cordoned stuff off. And it's like it ended up cracking him, which was really sad. Jethro knows him. It's like he had some really amazing, phenomenal stuff. As Jethro worked at the Outrider truck stop way back in the day. It's like he always was a restaurateur type person. And he said one day this guy came in, and he had this, he was telling him about this stuff, and Jethro's kind of going, yeah, Pat, sure, sure. He goes, no, really, I got this thing in the car. So he goes out and he brings in this, like, crystal ball-looking thing. He says, as soon as he stepped in the door, it's like all the lights shut down, everything shut down. He goes, there was like this stampede. He says, we had a bunch of these, you know, 200-300-pound truckers grabbing their pie and going, I got to go now. It was like everybody ran out the door. He says, so it was like, you know, about 3 minutes, was like they were standing there. It was like him and Pat were standing in the restaurant by themselves, and you know, Pat's just kind of looking around, and Jethro goes, well, thanks, Pat. You know? Cleared the restaurant there for us.
I wish I could have seen that.
I'll have to have him tell you about that sometime. It was pretty, well, you're going to be on with him on Friday, too, so have him tell you about that, because it was pretty amazing.
It sounds like a plasma energy ball. Let's see what he has to say.
Yeah.
One of the things with energy and UFOs, well, I call them ships, but everyone else is calling them UFOs, is that a lot of them are here trying to heal political situations, heal cataclysmic areas, get the people back online with, you know, moving forward and rebuilding. And one of the ways they do that, and if you'll notice the legitimate UFO videos, you will see they change color lights sometimes. It may appear white for a moment, then it will go to green or red or an indigo color. They are throwing healing light down.
Wow.
Everything in the universe is energy, vibration. Light is vibration. Harmonics are vibration. They also use harmonics depending on what the situation is. Do you recall hearing something in the news a while back, the sounds heard around the world? Sound like Gabriel's horn.
Oh, it's like it hit one of the newspapers. I heard something like that, and it's like, I kind of wonder now, is that anything like what they call this HAARP, you know, the harp vibrations, or, you know,
they're blaming it on HAARP, but it's
okay.
We're at a critical time right now politically around the world.
No kidding.
I mean, everyone is just ready to go to war with everyone else, and even our people up in the stars. I mean, one of the projects we're working on is trying to disarm our skies.
Wow.
And what they're doing is they're coming in groups and trying to lay down a light or harmonic or both vibrational frequency that settles people, that puts them at a place of peace. It takes away the angst and the anger and the fear. That's the biggest thing we're dealing with right now around the world is the fear.
Yeah, I believe it.
I advise people to go listen to the videos on YouTube of Dr. Stephen Greer. Because he goes very, very farther in depth even than I can with his contacts and the messages he's trying to get out.
Is it G-R-I-E-R?
G-R-E-E-R.
G-R-E-E-R, let me spell it right. Okay, G-R-E-E-R, okay. Okay, Stephen Greer, and that's on, and you said that's on YouTube?
There's YouTube videos, yes.
Okay. Just type this in the chat here in case people don't have sound, because sometimes Blog Talk has been what I call blogging people. It's like if it drops you or if it, you know, something weird happens, it's like sign back on, because that happens a lot here. It's like for some reason we overload their little circuits, and it's like they tend to drop people. So it's like, you know, don't be offended, don't get mad, just call back in and it's good.
Well, too, I've got a lot of energies around me right now.
I bet.
So, but they're behaving themselves, I think.
Let's get this message out, you bet. Wow. What if somebody wants to join, you know, I mean, what if somebody wants to, you know, get a hold of, like, you know, join your meditations, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like, how would they go about doing that?
Well, if they're on Facebook, they can go to Continuum X Headquarters. There's only one of those. My name, there's probably a million out there. I looked it up one time. So it's probably not a good idea unless they know what I'm involved in. Otherwise, try to find me by name.
Yeah.
Continuum, Continuumx Headquarters on Facebook. And you'll know you're there when you see the logo that has all these different color orbs on a black background. We love working with orbs, whether they're human spirit orbs, ET orbs. Orbs are everywhere for us, and a lot of our videos show quite a movement of orbs. I mean, just dashing across the room, and it's just a lot of fun.
That's neat.
I even had a cousin recently who crossed from pancreatic cancer. I didn't know she had.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm standing here in the kitchen by my computer, and all of a sudden I see this white orb go. Had to be doing 90 miles an hour. Go across the dining room. I thought, good thing you're in the house and not on the highway. You'd be getting a ticket.
Wow.
Then the next morning I get a message. Oh, your cousin Karen crossed over last night. Now I get it.
That's who that was.
I guess she had a lot of people to visit and she didn't stay to chat. But, you know, just kind of, here I am. Bye.
Here I am. Bye. Oh, my goodness. Oh, if I could spell H-E-A-D-Q-U-R-T-E-R. If I just realized I put in chat there, I spelled headquarters backwards. It's like, okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
like, I wish you could get in the chat there so you could sit there and correct my spelling for me. It's like, oh, my goodness. Oh.
Well, you know.
Wow.
As a rule, we don't have language or even written language. Everything is telepathic. We put ourselves in physical bodies with language as a barrier to learn to overcome it.
Wow. That's interesting. That is really interesting.
That's the truth is about the Tower of Babel.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, that's where God confused the languages. Yeah, if they can tell that time they were of one language. And there is a time we're going back to one language. We're going to be given a change back to a pure language, which is really cool.
Well, I think even better than that is when Ryan gets to what we call Syrian Bluetooth. You sit in one part of the world and project what you want to communicate to someone else, and they pick it up instantly. Ryan and I can already do that.
Wow. going to say, that'll frustrate the phone companies. They won't have any business anymore.
No, they won't. Well, the whole monetary system is changing, too.
Yeah, I've been debating that. It's like that's been something I've been focused on kind of last week. It's like, when in the world did we start, you know, did we get a monetary system? Because I'm, you know, kind of like back in the days of Adam and Eve when, you know, God first created us. It's like they didn't have money. When did that happen?
Yeah, I'm foreseeing, or what they've been showing me is that probably within the next 10 years, major bartering system and going back to villages rather than metropolis, you know, metropolitan, huge Wall Street, you know, we
right.
don't have that anymore.
Wow. That'll be interesting.
Everyone will have a talent. Everyone will provide that for those in the village.
Cool.
And there will be your farmers, and they will provide the food for the people.
Right.
There will be your weavers, the ones that will provide the clothing.
Clothing,
the
wow.
builders who will provide the homes and the structures needed, the healers. And even that I saw was changing. We're not going to need prescription medication, HMOs, PPOs.
Oh, yeah, no.
Everything
it'll
will
be more like Reiki.
Right.
Reiki
exactly.
or Archer, something natural. It's like, yeah, energetic healing. It's like, I don't know. I think it's evolving. I shouldn't say evolving beyond Reiki, but it's like I know that I had taken a class actually with my Reiki teacher who, like, went up the step, and she was actually teaching what was called ARCH, A-R-C-H, which is Ancient Rainbow Complete or Conscious Healing. And it was like, you know, I call it Reiki on steroids. It was like, you know, 25 times more powerful than Reiki, and it's like, wow.
Wow.
It's really a quantum jump. It's pretty amazing stuff, yeah.
And so it's like so many young people now on the planet that are star seeds, and they can pick this up instantly.
Mm.
The things that would take us years to learn because of our programming.
Right.
By the time we were young, you know, you don't do this, you don't do that, or we're going to burn you and your cat at the stake.
You and your cat, oh, jeez. Are we back in Salem?
Yeah, exactly. So
we've been programmed. No, we're in Idaho. It's like, that's what's funny. It's like, you and I are both in Idaho, and, like, you know, we're kind of going, yep. It's like, I'm not here where the Idaho potato farmers are. It's like, if you talk about a suspicious group of people, I'll tell you what. You don't want to let these people know what you really do, because they look at you and go, kind of cross themselves and go, have a good day, and cross to
they
the other
do.
Side of the street.
They
you know what I mean? Yes.
I've even heard some carry little bottles of holy water around. I think it's holy water in those tin flasks.
maybe it's actually a page off the Wizard of Oz. It's like, you know, if they throw it on the Wicked Witch, I'm melting.
Well, if they do it today, that might be true. It's going to be over 90 years.
Oh, golly.
But yeah, all a lot right. of our young people now are going to pick up on things instantly
mm-hmm.
because they are the rainbows and the crystal children.
Wow.
I personally don't like labels, but for the purpose of identifying what we're talking about, I will call them that.
Okay.
But we are the first wavers of this particular era. There have always been what was called indigos.
Indigo
children, right. But it's always by percentage of population.
Wow.
It's for a balance. The reason there are so many of us awakening now is look at the population of the planet.
Oh, yeah. What are we up to? It's like, I thought it was
almost
8 billion.
7 billion now.
It was almost 7, okay. I was a little bit off of it. For some reason, I was thinking it was 8, and I was like, Somebody said, no, it's not quite. It's still only at 6. I was like, oh, it was 6, like, several years ago. So I was thinking, you know, maybe it is. Somebody must be doing some zero population growth, or else people are starving off quicker or something. I don't know. Well,
we are helping more with third world countries and fighting disease and fighting famine. And that
right.
has slowed down some of the death rate. The only
Definitely.
Thing that's really taking us out right now in massive numbers is war.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the light that we throw down from those ships, we're trying to get people to stop war.
Wow.
Respect every life form, whether it's a plant, an animal, or another person. Respect it. Would you want somebody to come over and bomb you?
Not really. Yeah, exactly. I also wouldn't want somebody showing up at a funeral to, if I had a person who was a soldier and a loved one, it's like I would not want a group of people showing up at their funeral and dissing them. It's like I saw that on Facebook this morning, and I was kind of like, who is this group of people that shows up and protests a soldier's funeral, really? That's not very nice.
Yeah, there's no respect there.
No.
No one should be out doing anything disrespectful because you don't know what you did in your past lifetime.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, that was what it was. There we go. Was the broadcasting stuff. It's like I had heard, and I think it was, I don't know if it was the harp stuff or something I had read. It was some kind of it was vibrational stuff, but it's like they were some group or, you know, somebody possibly, the government, who knows. But they had learned that they could, like, broadcast low-wave frequencies, you know, through the television while people watch, you know, or through the airwaves. And it's like there were particular tones and stuff that, you know, was below our hearing range, but that could either make people very happy or, you know, joyful, or conversely, you know, could make them sad or depressed or, you know, angry or upset. I was going, that's pretty doggone amazing that, you know, it's like, and, you know, you kind of see how things go, you know, people get upset and whatever, and you kind of go, I wonder how much they're messing with that, because I remember, oh golly, back in the 70s and 80s, they were, do you remember all that stuff about, you know, like subliminal seduction, and it's like,
oh my
all
dad
that
was
stuff.
Into that.
Yeah, okay.
He listened to Alpha,
you have.
Delta, and I think it was Theta Waves. He would
yeah.
have this playing while he was going to sleep trying to astral project.
I've tried some of that, don't knock that.
So, yes, it would be possible for them to figure out what the frequency is for a given area of the brain that would cause a certain emotional response.
Emotional response, right.
Most of it would be probably directed at the reptilian brain, which is at the base of the skull.
Right.
Because that's where your anger and fear and hostility come from, is the reptilian brain. It's a survival instinct area of the brain that was put into humanity way back when we started on this planet to keep the species alive.
Right.
So if they did that, it would be through those means, I would think. But
yeah.
If you are inherent in your integrity and who you are, you will automatically be protected from that type of thing. Your brain will reject whatever it gets.
Ah.
Getting yourself to a higher spiritual place where you love yourself, where you respect yourself, where you love and respect others, brings your vibration up, and that higher vibration becomes out of reach of lower physical density for the most part. You
yeah.
get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So how does that, have you ever read anything on David Icke, you know, kind of his stuff about the, you know, the race of reptilians? It's like, so are they part of those that are walking among us today, or, you know, how does that play out?
Okay, some of them that are being strongly accused are Draco reptilians. And draconians, actually, I've met some of them. The ones that I have met are very loving, very protective of children. They see children as the hope and future of this planet. The reptilians, well, yeah, they've been a little naughty in the past. No
uh-huh.
doubt about that. But there are many from that group that are now aligning with the ascending group and working towards raising not just our planet, but Nibiru and other planets around our galaxy and this portion of the galaxy to become what we are becoming. Higher vibrational frequency, sentient, loving light beings. So it's a massive effort, not just for this planet, but for others. And that also includes the Zeta Reticuli 2 system, where your Roswell Grays come from. They are ascending, too. They've done some naughty things, but it was out of self-preservation.
Wow.
Well, I always tell people, if you are having abduction experiences, don't come from a place of fear when they come for you. See, they pick up on that. They know you're afraid. They know you're going to fight back, so they're going to be aggressive. What you need to do is talk to them one-on-one, equal to equal. Tell these people that I will cooperate with you to the best that I'm comfortable doing, but I am not going to let you bully me around or take anything against my will. I have counseled several people in this aspect, taught them how to do this, and guess what? Not only did the negative abduction stop, they are now working with our teams in their astral form to assist over there, you know, wherever healing needs to take place.
Wow.
So it's just a matter of changing and reframing your perspective and asking for cooperation, offering cooperation.
Wow.
We've had at least a dozen people that have gone through this.
They have gone through the what?
That have gone through the negative abduction.
Oh, wow. I kind of wonder if my eldest son might not possibly be one of those. I don't know if it was currently like in this lifetime, but it's like he was around, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years old, and it's like, well, he's 28 now. But he had some real, I don't know, he would wake up at night like yelling and things. Like, we couldn't figure out for the longest time what was up with him, and it's like we finally got somebody who kind of did a little bit of, you know, either past life regression or just, you know, did a really good reading with him and said, it's like he seems to have had some really, you know, not necessarily in this life, but, you know, in a previous life kind of had some negative ET contact, and it's like it's kind of carried over. I was like, whoa, okay.
Well, I have a question on that, because there's something else they do besides take cell samples.
Uh-huh.
Did he have nosebleeds after these events?
No, none of my kids are really nosebleeders. It's like about the one child of mine that really had a severe nosebleed. And of course, we knew why he happened, because he went off the high board at the swimming pool and belly flopped, and he came up with a nosebleed. So we figured out what that was. It's like, no, basically we didn't. You know, we're not a group that gets nosebleeds, but
most
I've heard that it's like that they will.
That took place in the 60s, and I was one of those in 1964.
Oh, wow.
Are ones that had implants placed.
Ah.
I had one of those.
Wow.
Now, you can read my entire story on Lindaru, Lindaru, tripod.com, then /StarCousins.html. In 1964, my mother woke me up in the middle of the night to point out my back bedroom window and go, "Oh, look, it's a pretty UFO with the lights."
Oh, wow.
I was looking there half asleep because I wasn't awake yet. And after that, I had an implant in my upper left jaw.
Oh, my goodness.
And I did not even know I had this implant, but I went through about a year or two of really severe nosebleeds.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had to figure out why. And later on, I guess when I went to Sedona in 2005, that may not have been a good idea. Apparently, it's not compatible with implants. I stood in the energy vortices and just absorbing the energy and say, "Oh, I love this." Well, later that month after I was back, I started having very severe nosebleeds again.
Oh my goodness!
In fact, I had to go in and have everything cauterized.
Oh wow!
I went to a psychic healer because I was in a lot of pain in my upper left jaw, and she said, "Well, I can see something black there, but I don't know what it is."
Oh, my goodness.
Of course,
goodness.
When you hear black, you think, OMG, cancer. So I'm getting MRIs and all of these doctors looking me over, and they can't find anything. Chiropractor can't find anything. I go to the doctor one day after taking an FSH test, which is follicle-stimulating hormone, to see if you've gone through menopause.
Wow.
She pronounced menopausal that day on the phone when she got the test back. I sat there, I was getting ready to eat dinner, and all of a sudden I felt something loose in my upper left jaw. So I reached up there, and here was this thing that looked, it was probably about a 32nd of an inch wide and tall.
Oh, goodness.
It was cubed with rounded corners, had weird wavy lines when I looked at it through the, I took a magnifying glass and looked at it, and some odd symbols. What the heck is this? So I go, set it down, go wash my hands and get something to put it on. When I come back, it's gone.
Wow.
So I guess now that I was postmenopausal, they didn't need the implant in me anymore.
Wow. Holy moly. Well, that's what I wonder. It's like, you know, are they there for, you know, like your whole lifetime? It's like, do they use those to track people? It's like, what in the world do they do with those?
I'm guessing that some of us are chipped for DNA donation.
Uh-huh.
Some of us, from what I'm hearing from some of the people I've worked with in the past, that some people are providing embryos.
Oh, my goodness.
Are. They will have like 1 or 2 month long pregnancies that just mysteriously vanish and they didn't actually have a miscarriage.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
The internet is just full of stories now coming out, people talking about their experiences. But the bad thing is that people are getting freaked out.
I bet.
Out when they remember what's happening, they're, oh, no, I'm scared, I'm going to go hide, you know. But don't do that. Use your inherent integrity and cooperate. And there is also the theory that before you came into this life, you agreed to have that happen to you.
Wow.
You made a contract.
Wow.
So only take from it the good, work on the good, keep continuing thinking towards the good, and the good will happen to you. That's the law of attraction. Abraham and Esther Hicks.
Wow. Oh, I've heard of them. They were the ones that they did the law of attraction before Ron burned it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it's like the new gal in town. It's like Rhonda Byrne brought Byrne. I think she's Australian. She's got the accent. It's like, but she wrote a book called The Secret, and then did the DVD with it, and CDs and stuff. And it's like, and it's about the law of attraction. So it's like, I finally had borrowed some stuff from other people, and it's like, and it was several years before. She had done her stuff, and it's like, and I don't know whether they, but I remember, the Hicks, it's like, they hadn't marketed it the same way or done something, different, but it's like, Rhonda Byrne really got it out there. She really did it in a way that, caught media attention and caught people's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty amazing the way she did. Have you seen that one yet or not? Or
I've seen bits of it.
A bit, okay.
In pieces on YouTube. Every once in a while, someone will post someone somewhere, and I can go take a look at it. And yeah, I'm always inspired.
Wow. All righty. Well, we've got people. Did you want to take some calls? It's like we've got. I know. Part of yours was you get intuitive and like messages and things for people. It's like we've got a really solid group here who's been hanging on. We've got one person here been hanging on for like 46 minutes waiting to talk to you.
Bless
so it's like.
Yeah, sure.
All righty. Phone lines, people in queue. Get ready. Here we go. Linda's going to talk with you today and see what she can figure out for you. So we have, first of all, area code 805. You are live on the air with us today.
Hello. My story is pretty similar. And it would be too long to tell you everything, but I did get rid of I had a nosebleed like 8 years old when it started. And then I got rid of it last year while in northern Idaho using a rice machine. I killed it, and man, did it bleed till it finally came out. So I've had a long life history of just being so strange, nobody could stand me. After my mother died, who was very abusive last year, I just gave up my profession and everything because my family really was... it's against me spiritually. I've always been a spiritual warrior. I could always, even at 4 years old, go into the house, there's a spirit that shouldn't be here, and get rid of them. Things like that. And then as I grew up, they just, it's like they don't understand me. I didn't understand me. But I guess I was a light worker, and I found that out. So I did go to Sedona. I was there for 11-11. I learned how to anchor in energies. Then I went on to Southern California, which really needed anchoring. And I did that for, I learned how to bring stardoms down. I do tuning fork therapy, so I do vibrational therapy. And now I'm looking for the family, the village I'll be working with. So I'm headed for Sacramento. And I believe I'm going to meet somebody there and go on to Mount Shasta, maybe up to Oregon, stuff like that. These are things I'm getting messages. I'm pretty sure it's Pleiadian. I used to deny I had any... in the beginning when they start coming, it's like, no, I'm not alien, bye. But I used to deny that I had that, but everybody says when they look at me. My light body's pretty big already, and it just kind of scares people. I don't want to scare people anymore, but I do want to find my family. And the other thing is I'm concerned that I have an aunt that I didn't grow up with. She's in Sacramento. Her husband and her son died, and I was wondering while I was up there, because I've been living in my car since the end of October, just going around and greening energies. If she might let me have a few days rest, or is she going to reject me too? But I came from Indianapolis. I did a whole lot of work in Florida with Oregon, working with the towers so that they could bring forth the right vibrations, because they were really set up to do the wrong vibrations. I lost the man I loved over this, because a bad guy came into the picture pretending to be a good guy, and after a year and him finding out who he was, he got killed. So, and they put out a fake flyer about me and just tried to make sure I could make money, but let me live. So, you know, that's like the story of my life. But I've changed all that, because I did a lot of work here of the Ventura area. I did a lot of violet flame, even turned the water violet in the sky violet one day, so people actually saw it. I used field work and intention and prayer, and I had to do a lot of letting go, so working on myself. So I'm ready. I'm working my way up the coast now, and I'm headed for Sacramento, and I hope that I'm right about it. I'm going to meet my family there, who's going to take me to the people I'll probably work with. Mount Shasta and even beyond.
Mount Shasta was what I was getting ready to say just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm. And that's,
I really feel a Lemurian connection for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I get a little Lemurian.
You love water? You love dolphins?
Yes, yes, yes. I speak with dolphins. Dolphins speak to me.
Yes.
And I've
they're
got the collar coming out my hands. I have the collar. Oh, they love my tuning forks. Do you know, I even brought whales up. And they were so close to the surfers, they got scared. They love my tuning forks.
Yes, they do. That's their language, basically. It's harmonics.
I think it'll be my language, too, eventually.
Now, do you write music?
Well, I haven't, but if I'm writing it, I'm not writing it down. I'm just
playing. Not like
it.
As in pen and paper, but I mean as in creating.
Oh, yeah. I pick which ones are needed out of all the forks I have. Okay, I'm going to put this one with this one because this area needs that too. Yeah. So I guess that's what you mean by I'm writing it. Yeah.
Right, right. Now, do you have any way of recording these tones?
I'm living in a car. My computer.
But when you get to where you're going, will you have access to be able to record them? Because I see for you a potential in this as an industry for you.
That's what I wanted to. And I was writing my book, and my computer was stolen. It was only 3 months old, and my 3 cell phones, a lot of other stuff. So that's why I left Ventura, because there's a lot of people desperate and living off the land, and they see somebody like me who's walking around playing tunes, and it's like, oh, she's not. Buy her car. Let's go get what we want. So I have become very homeless, but I am dedicated to the calling, because I know I'm going to meet my group of people. I know the money's going to come for me to do this, and like you said, that's a good idea. I'm going to write, because I want to write what I did in Ventura to help fix that, because that area was like ready to have an earthquake go. It was dirty, dirty vibrations. So,
well, see, the thing with recording it and putting it out there for everyone is that you're going to help other Syrians to waken up and to, you know, get their vibrations raised by listening to it. I'm sure you've heard of binaural beats.
Yeah.
That is one thing that's being used now. Perhaps one of the people that you're going to meet knows how to do the binaural beats, and you with the harmonics and the tuning.
Oh, wow.
And if you could put write music together that way, record it, put it on CD, get it out there for people, something that they can have in their home to listen to when they need it.
That's good.
I see
right
a great future
that
for you.
Am I in the right direction? Am I going to meet some people?
I feel you should be meeting people up north, but eventually heading back to Mount Shasta.
Well, yeah. After Sacramento is Mount Shasta. That's farther.
Okay, then that's where you're going to pick up who you're going to meet. I'm seeing a male, actually. A young male.
Good.
Yeah. Slender, sort of, well, I won't say too dark, but I see dark hair, slender, very tanned. Somebody likes to be outside a lot.
Yes. Well, that's great. So the messages I've been getting have to be real. And I've always gotten messages through my heart. I died when I was 4, and I remember being in the arms of angels. So when I got older and got society put me in a box, I actually was afraid of my own gifts, so I turned it off. But now my children are raised.
But if you've been getting these visions too, these feelings, just know that I'm giving you a confirmation or a validation.
Yes. Thank you. So I do need to keep working with my gender forks then.
Yes.
And I was thinking that was what I really needed to concentrate on, because I'm board certified holistic, and it's like with 26 different therapies, it really mixes you up because you're all over the place. So I want to concentrate on the one that is really needed, and I still believe in raising vibrations. I'm going to be going to San Luis Obispo, and that's another Lemurian place.
Yes, it is.
I believe they've already anchored it. So that's like the next city I'm going to stop at and do some tuning fork and get, like I did in Sedona, get the anchoring even into myself. So I'll be stronger once
I'm sure you know this, too. I'm sure you know this, too, that there are star cousins in the Pacific Ocean. I knew you knew that. They were just telling
me
now. Well, tell her something. She already knows.
Well, you're talking about dolphins, right?
Not just dolphins, but other dwellers under the sea that are not from here.
Oh, good. So is it more of a Pleiadian connection that I have?
More of a Syrian for you.
Really? Because it always sounded Pleiadian to me, but...
Here, let me give you a little quick test. This is how we know... For sure you're Assyrian without actually showing you the symbol. But do you get frustrated when people just don't get it?
Yeah.
You're trying to tell them something, they just don't get it?
Yes, but I've learned how to know that everybody's in their own place. But, of course, that happened for years.
Okay, that's a natural Assyrian tendency.
Well, I was a spiritual warrior for a long, long, long time. And an Eastern
in a way,
too.
You still are.
Using my Lemurian sword, I can get into the ether again. I'll wake up and I'm doing something. I mean, I'm working with a whole bunch of people, doing things with my sword and with me. And my sword really scared my family. And it was given to me by a Lemurian person. So he just took it off the wall and sent it to me when I ordered a power wand. And I didn't know it was coming. But when I touched it, my whole body jerked in a cold sweat.
Do you happen to know someone named Ryan and Ra from Team Light?
I don't know. You got names?
I tried doing a search on Team Light on YouTube when you get to a computer.
No, I've got to get
I'm feeling that you're going to resonate with these people.
Team Light?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to call back again. I might have to listen to the show again. It's been so long since I had a computer. And I really am trying to draw my computer back to me so I can write down all the adventures I had from Sedona to Ventura. And now I'm in Santa Barbara. And now I'm going up the coast. This phone is like a $10 phone because three cell phones.
Oh, boy.
And it was like, no, I'm not going to get another expensive phone. So that's probably why I don't real good. I've spent time charging it. Little battery, you get what you pay for, but I need the computer to come.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll just keep working
on
that. See yourself as already having the computer.
Yes, I'm doing that. In fact, I'm going to just go look at Best Buy and pick out which one is mine.
Yes, it will call to you. I get that all the time. I'll walk in somewhere and something will call to me. It's like, hey, you, over here.
But
then the money has to come, too. That's why I'm gratifying people that I'm due to work with. So I'm sure. But the thing that I'm wondering is, will my aunt accept me to let me have a few days rest with her? She's Aunt Doris in Sacramento.
Okay, I'm getting that she's at a point in her life where she's starting to become more accepting, but that there are others around her that are not understanding. I'm not sure if these are her children. Not in spirit, but I mean physically, or nieces or nephews or somebody that's around her that's not open yet like we are. So if
she only has one son,
if
so.
You can tune, when you meet up with her, if you can tune into her heart chakra and not pay so much attention to what she's actually saying if there are other people around. Because sometimes people want to communicate their true feelings, but they're afraid to because of how others are going to react.
So she might let me visit her, huh? You know, her mom was psychic, and when I left Indiana, my sister, who's totally against me, she called Aunt Doris and said, you know, Diana does a lot of psychic things and talks to psychics, and she's really weird spiritually, and we've had problems with her involved. So Aunt Doris, this was last October, told me, you just turn around and go back to Indiana. That time she wasn't accepting, but she just lost her husband and her son.
Yeah.
So I've given
well,
some
don't forget
time
to talk to... Talk to the family that's in spirit, too. They can be there and they can help.
Yes. I believe that her husband and my, the ones who are passed over, are for it. So it has to be the son that's
oh, yes,
here.
They are.
So
once they get over there, they see the big picture and they go, oh, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, my mom was a real abusive person, but when they came and told her, you are going to die, she had 5 weeks left to live. She appointed me to save her soul. And she's spiritual over there. But she was abusive all the way up to the last 5 weeks, turning people against me, still hitting me. But she, my mom had, like, a real psych disorder. So, you know, that was her, the life she had to come here and be really mean to me, I guess, to punch me, so I would know the contrast.
Well,
and I did have to get away from my family to do what I'm doing now.
Yes, I know what you mean. I've been away from my blood family for decades now. But just remember that. Keep it in mind, everything I told you, and keep working for that dream. Okay?
Yes.
I'm going to give you a big hug.
I'm in the right direction. Oh, great.
You're in
okay.
The right direction, yes.
Yay.
I'm going to give you a big hug to send you off on your way, and I know we've got more callers waiting. But
yep.
Thank you so much for your time. I'm happy to meet you.
All right, and call in again.
When I get my computer, I'll call. Maybe sometime I'll be on your show.
All righty. Sounds like a plan. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
All righty. Yeah, we have several more. It's like, Lindy, you're going to have to crank them through faster today. So it's like, we got a whole line here. So I'll try to give you a five-minute mark here. So.
Okay.
All righty. All right, our next caller is from area code 805. 805, you're on the air with us.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
No, that's me. I was
oh, that's you.
To say hello.
Oh. Area code 805, and the next three digits are 754. Can you hear us? It's like, can you hear us now? Okay, well, tell you what, I'm going to hold their spot right there, and we will come back to them because they're first in the queue there. All right, so our next one is 720. I recognize that one. That is a Colorado number, 720. You're live on the air with us. 720-366. Can you hear us?
Hello? Yes, I can. How are you?
Hi.
How are you this evening?
Oh, we're great. How are you?
Well, I'm great, too. I must say that I don't even know where to start in terms of asking a question because I've found the conversation so enlightening and so intriguing about the subject matter. So I don't even know where to start to ask. But anyway, I think I'll start with I have a ex-husband that recently passed over, and you know, what you just said about once you pass over, you come into this state of enlightenment. And then that's what really happened with him. He visited me, we were talking, and, you know, he was very regretful about certain things. And, you know, he told me some things that I needed to know about, you know, him leaving a will and that I was in it and things like that. But, I haven't been able to really make any contact with any of his family to find out about it or anything like that. I've tried, and I've called, you know, numbers that I was able to get off the internet. I was wondering if there's any other, you know, anything else I need
there
to know.
There is a way to find current information on family, and these family ancestry sites, they're fabulous for finding people now.
Mm-hmm.
If you know all the names and you know the last places they lived,
yes.
I'm not sure what they cost, but it's a great way to find them. You can get current telephone numbers even.
Mm-hmm. You mean the people that are living or the people that have passed on?
The people that are living, yes.
Yeah, I was able to find them. I was able to find where their businesses were and phone numbers and stuff like that. So I was able to do that, but I just haven't got any type of response. And I was told that there was really a lot of confusion about the will and just the way that he left things. They weren't really happy about, I guess, the fact that I was in it. And so I'm just trying to find a diplomatic way of approaching it, you know, the situation.
Well, probably the first thing, if you do get to talk to them on the telephone or see them in person, would be to open up more about your condolences to them regarding his passing,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe share some heartwarming stories about him. This will open them up more to you personally. When they see you as an active part of his life
mm-hmm.
and get a good feeling about that, then they should have a more open talk with you about what happened on their side of things. But I
right.
think
that's
getting them to warm up to you and getting him involved, you know, would be probably the best way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what my intention was, to let them know. That's how I found out he had passed anyway, through a dream, because I had been calling, and you know how you feel something and you try to verify and you can't. So
right.
it just came in a dream that, you know, he had passed over. And then, you know, like I said, he came to me because he felt there was some things that he needed to clear to move on to the light. And, you know, I was able to do that with him yesterday so that he could heal and move on as far as our karma together.
Another thing you can do, too, is have him help you. Have him impulse people to be open, receptive, to just think about you for, you know, no apparent reason. You know that thing sometimes where you're thinking about someone and the telephone rings and they're on the other end?
Right.
That's coincidence.
Right.
That is arranged.
Right.
You're getting a heads up about them calling, and they're probably being impulsed to call you for whatever reason.
Right.
Spirit
well, they
does that a lot.
Right.
So if you could
right.
ask
that's
him to help
said.
You out, that would
well,
go
yeah,
a lot.
That's what he said. Yeah, that's what he said he was going to do. He
okay.
was going to work it from that end. Yeah, he said he was going to do that.
Great.
And so I wanted to ask you also in terms of, because I've always been curious where I'm from. What, you know, I heard the previous caller, you were able to tap in to where she was from, but I don't consciously remember.
I'm getting a Pleiadian feel about you.
Mm-hmm.
That is a beautiful system. That's where I come from, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Pleiadians are very knowledgeable about many topics. Pleiadians sometimes tend to get on a roll and they just go and go and go. And
mm-hmm.
If they know something, they're going to say it. They, you know, they don't hold back. Does that sound like
right.
you? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
oh,
sister.
Yeah.
Sister of the
For
Pleiades.
Sure.
I love it.
And with this alignment of the planets in the universe, it seems to be more pronounced, you know, in a loving way. But, yeah, it's really coming forth. Like, yeah, that is definitely me.
Well, last May 20th, we were directly aligned with the Pleiades. That was the annular eclipse.
Okay. I know something happened because I'm feeling all these, it's just unbelievable, so many magical, miracle things have been happening since that alignment. It's
yes.
been so beautiful.
You're getting all this energy from your home system.
Yeah, well, that is so wonderful to know that. That is just makes my soul so happy.
Now, the next step, in addition to the other people in your life that have crossed over, you can start asking the Pleiadians to come to you in dreams or to
mm-hmm.
appear to you, like when you're getting ready to go to sleep at night and you close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get one of them to show their face to you.
Okay.
Sometimes you can hear them talking.
It'll
yes, sound like a radio
them.
Is playing off in another room, and you can hear the tone and quality of the voice, but you
mm-hmm.
can't exactly make out the words.
Mm-hmm.
That's them communicating, too.
Mm-hmm. Well,
sometimes
I communicate with them all the time, and it's the original language that I communicate with them. I speak the same language that I did when I was there, when I talked to them.
I've had people actually
and,
hear me talking that way, and they're like, what in the world is he doing? She's asleep. How could she be carrying on a conversation?
Yeah.
But
so we
more and more people are learning how to do this now, and I'm just really happy that you're having conversations.
Oh, yeah. I have conversations every day with them.
Great.
And they have conversations. And when they're communicating with me, when I hear them, I understand what they're saying, and I can translate what they're saying, and I understand what they're saying. And I understand what I'm saying, even though it's in a different language that I speak to them. I know exactly what I'm saying to them.
That's fabulous.
That is.
Yeah.
All righty.
Well, thank you so much, and a big light love hug to you, too, and I'm glad to meet you, too.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Click follow and come back and try and follow us and come back again. We're here 7 days a week at 773-897-6461. And Linda is going to be on again with Jethro on this Friday at noon Mountain Time.
Yep.
Okay. And our next caller here is area code 405. Let's see if we can get this to click on here. Come on. It's been blogging people in the chat room here. So it's like, okay, 405, you're on with us.
How you ladies doing today?
Pretty
Kelly.
Good.
Which one is Kelly?
I'm just curious
which one. Okay. Yeah, I just want to tell you something right off the get-go. I'm kind of a skeptic because, I was raised not to believe everything that you hear. But,
what we are.
That's just me. I know Linda really well, not from talking on the phone or in person, but we've had a few conversations on Facebook. She's one of the reasons that I am here because I consider her a close friend. But first off, I'm just kind of curious what you see around me, if you can see anything around me, because I've had a lot of people tell me that they've seen different things or different people around me, because I'm one of those people, the skeptics that want to criticize Lynn for the orbs and whatnot that she captures in her camera, I see with my physical eyes and I see with my mind. So, that part of me, I'm not a skeptic because I see them every day. I see green dancing lights every day, 24/7.
Cool.
And it's really, it makes me feel really happy. It brings me a lot of happiness and joy, especially when I see the angelic orbs. I see those also. My wife passed 4 years ago, and I believe in my heart, she is what got me to where I am today. And I got a message from Linda today that she was going to be here, so this is why I'm here. So, I guess I'm getting the best of both worlds. I'm getting you to see, to tell me what is around me, and I get to say hello to my buddy.
Well, I was going to say, probably Linda's more adept at that. It's like, I am a mirror card reader. I don't profess to be psychic or intuitive, at least not on the public airwaves. It's like, I am not that gifted, but it's like, the gentleman who is going to be on with Linda on Friday, Psychic Jethro, that is right up his alley. It's like, you know, every psychic gift is not the same. You know, everybody who, you know, is intuitive or has different things, it's like everybody's got different gifts. Just like, you know, some people have a gift for music or math or whatever. It's like my gift is not the same as, you know, Jethro's or Linda's. And it's like, all I can say is I've had a lot of my family pass on the other side, and it's like I'm more dialed into, I'll say, my own personal stuff. So I don't necessarily, get people, other people's stuff. It's like it takes a lot longer. I kind of have to sit and do, you know, I go through meditation stuff with people. But I don't know, Linda, are you getting anything with this? It's like, I mean, I think it's awesome. It's like, you know, the Green Orb stuff. It's like the only time that I've seen things like that is when I go, like, to some of the holistic fairs, and they do those, Kirlian photography things. And I can actually, you know, then it actually takes a picture where, you know, it's like, and I think she got a dozen of those little white balls or something, which is pretty cool. You know?
I do the aura things with photographs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Someone sends me a picture, I do what's called equalizing to pull the colors out away from, and then
cool.
Polarization brings out the spectrum that's not visible to the eye. And then you can look at the color changes in the aura around the person's head and neck, and you can get a lot depending on what the color is.
Wow. So
Linda, this is Big Scott.
Hey, Scott.
me and Linda met, I don't know, a few months back, and it's been a really rough week because my best friend passed Sunday, and I have to go be with him tomorrow. So it's been kind of a rough week for me, but that's okay because I know he's in a better place. One of y'all were speaking a while ago, telling the lady ahead of me or the two ladies ahead of me that where they came from. I think I came from Muskogee, Oklahoma. Do you have another opinion?
Everyone is guaranteed. I will tell you that much. A lot of us came in just as humans to live here on Earth. And I really think that you're one of those. But there are several that did come in from other places like myself. And the people that called a little bit ago also did too. But not everyone is, and that's fine. You know, that's great.
Because I've had several people this last week that called me their angel warrior. And it almost brought me to tears because it made me reflect on my past for what I used to do for a living. I'm a retired bouncer is what I used to do. And it made me reflect on my present because for the things that I have done this past year or maybe some of the things that I have done in my dreams. You know that you talked about, I don't like using the word alien, but the other people in the other dimensions, what colors do they come in? I have a reason for asking this question because I remember about 95% of my dreams, and whether or not my dreams are tied into the spiritual world, I had an alien dream last week is why I asked that question, so it just kind of threw me for a loop.
Okay, Pleiadians are generally associated with the yellows, golds, and orange colors. Sirians are generally the blues and sometimes into the violet. Arcturians are red. And then you run into the benevolent reptilians, which are the green.
Okay, the ones that I ran into in my dream were blue, and they were not very friendly to me at all. They were trying to do serious bodily harm. Needless to say, they didn't accomplish their task.
There is a group that works with the Sirians, and they're more forceful, and they're called Arcturian. They're actually the ones that teach a lot of self-defense in the psychic realm. If you are being groomed to work in this capacity, they will train you, but it won't be pleasant. I went through 4.5 months training myself in 2010 to early 2011, and they tried every trick in the book, you know, to get me to understand how to protect myself and to do it without harming anyone else, whether you're in the physical or the astral realm.
So they will do, they'll pull unpleasant memories out of your past and play them for you to see what your reaction is. They will shape-shift into someone that you knew that you didn't have a good relationship with. And the clue is the thing that you have to do is learn how to recognize a faker. The fakers are the ones that are going to have something different from how you really knew someone. But it's basically training. And part of this training is like martial arts. It's a sort of a psychic martial arts. And this psychic martial arts will help you to in tune with yourself, your mind, your body, your spirit, to be aware all of the time, to recognize what is not right, something that's out of place, so that when you go to work in the astral realm, or if you're called to go to work on one of these ships, you will be able to recognize things for what they are and know how to deal with them. Don't be afraid of these blue guys. They're just training you. Try to next time have an open mind about it and accept, but stay inherent in your integrity, because that's the most important thing, is that you stay true to you.
I'm giggling because there are five of them that are less, that are no longer with us, because, like I said, they weren't very polite with me. In other words, I sent them back to where they came from.
Well, that's one way of defending yourself. So I guess if they haven't been back, that means you passed the test.
No, they haven't been back, and they won't come back. But I was just curious. Like I said, I'm partial skeptic because I see a lot of things, and a lot of people tell me when my mind's eye opens that it's going to open up a whole new world for me. I mean, I'm a level 2 Reiki. I'm fixing to get my master's.
Oh, cool.
I'm trying to do everything that I can possibly do to tie everything in together or blend everything in together, however you choose to look at it. People are telling me that I'm trying too hard to open my mind's eye. All I do is meditate every night for an hour. I have every night for the last 8 months.
Everything happens in its own time. You know, don't rush yourself ever. Your meditation practice is good. Keep it up. Try to keep track of what happens in your dream state. Write it down in a journal the next day. Sometimes things won't make sense to you right away, but maybe a week or two down the line, it will go, oh, yeah, okay, I get it now. You know, everyone's learning happens in their own way, in their own time. Don't let people tell you that you have to rush it.
No. And make sure you say prayer. Make sure you pray before you meditate, because that prayer is talking to God and meditating is listening. And you always want to have that.
Always.
Very good.
Just one more real quick. You said that that you studied a type of healing that was kind of like a Reiki on steroids. You want to explain some more about that? Or?
Sure. I'll give you the real quick rundown. It's called ARCH, A-R-C-H, and it stands for Ancient Rainbow Complete or Conscious Healing.
ARCH.
And the gal who was my teacher is, you can probably still find her on online here somewhere, is Lori Grant. It's L-A-U-R-I-E and then G-R-A-N-T. And I'll have to, it's been a while since I've looked her up, but it's like she is just a phenomenal teacher. She did Reiki for many, many years. She had, you know, really thriving practice in California. She went out and had a major experience out with the Healing Stones out in Hawaii, and she came back with this information, and it was like, I got to take her initial class, so I got to be, you know, I'm like a master level one, but I did not get the opportunity. She had a 10-day class over in the Hawaiian Islands back in November of 2002, and it's like, to this day, I regret not just going ahead and biting the financial bullet and doing that class. It would cost me about $3,000-$4,000, because at that time I had like 3 children at home. We would all had to go because I couldn't find a server, so I would have had to pay it out quite a bit. But it's like the things in life you do, it's like it's usually the things you don't do that you regret. But I'm pretty sure that she probably still is teaching that, and it's like the last I knew she was out in, I believe it was, I want to say San, one of the sands in California. It's like San Jose or San Bernardino or, you know,
something like, it might be San Francisco or, you know, San Diego, someplace or other. She was in California, somewhere or other. But I'll tell you what, if you want some more information on that, I will, let me just give you my number real quick. And it's like, of course, I'm doing coffee too.
I'm ready.
289-489-07. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a quick call after, you know, after the show, and it's like, oh, we'll see if we can do a little scrounging around, and I will get you connect with her, because she is just, she's the most amazing, you know, teacher I ever had. She's just really phenomenal.
Well, I do appreciate your latest comment, and Wendy, it's good to hear from you. I'll see you online like I do every day.
Cool.
And you ladies have a blessed afternoon.
All righty.
Thank you, ladies.
You betcha. Thanks for calling in.
Welcome.
Thanks, Scott.
All righty. All right, we're going to move along here. It's like we got 20 minutes, and we got four callers, so we can do this.
Okay.
Area code 269, you're on with us today.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Linda. It's Joy.
Joy. Hugs.
Hi.
And flowers to you.
Oh, my Facebook friend.
Yes.
This is so
cool.
Neat.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I just can't believe I'm even here. I'm the starstruck kind.
No problem. You know, Joy posts a lot of beautiful, beautiful things on Facebook. I mean, anything that she shares on my wall, I invite you to go see, because it's just great. Messages, flowers, scenery.
Thank you.
Go to Joy.
Cool.
I can't.
Did you have a question for Linda today? You wanted to follow that real quick?
I'm just would like to know how we linked up.
There's a divine network over there in the next dimension above us where all of our loved ones hang out when they're not in the physical.
Yes.
And what a divine network basically is all of your loved ones that have crossed over, all of my loved ones that have crossed over, are all watching all of us down here on Earth like a huge TV screen, and they're going, this was like a giant game of concentration.
Aww.
I think we should match this one to this one.
Oh.
Then it's like point. But, yeah, they get people together through electronic means like Facebook, for example, or JVP community or any other groups we might all be in. If they can do it physically close, you know, somebody that's in your town or something, they'll arrange for you to meet them. Like you're going to the store, for example. Okay, I got to get out the door and go to the store. The phone rings. Dang, I got to go answer the phone. And then it's like 20 minutes later. Okay, I'm going to the store. Well, you get there 20 minutes late, and the person you're supposed to meet in line or whatever that you start talking to is there now. And they wouldn't have been if you'd left on time.
Right.
They do plan all of these things for us. I thank all of them for all of my connections. Because otherwise I wouldn't have so much wonderful stuff to wake up to in the morning.
But don't we call them forth? I mean, we have our intentions, and then they set forth what we want.
Oh, they know our intentions.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt to remind them, you know.
Oh, well, Linda,
they
tell me.
They know what's going to be good for us.
Oh. And
as long as we know how to read with our intuition, hey, yeah, this is a good thing.
Right.
Then we're on the right path.
So we are gathered here together today for, can you tell me, I mean, I would love, I got friends on the other side, family, can you, my brother, my dad, I know that I can talk to them myself, I know.
I'm seeing a male that looks like he is about in his 40s with blonde hair.
Yes.
Feeding. Is that your brother? Or?
Yes, my brother.
Okay.
You know Bud Lemire? He was friends with him, too.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, they lived in the same town. Such a good guy. I mean, I do this all day long with my...
Really, really likes nature like Bud, too.
Yeah.
Love to be outside.
He
didn't want to be in the wintertime.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah.
Is there a message
there? You felt
there?
Someone hug you a couple of nights ago while you were laying there.
Oh, yeah.
That was him.
I do what you do. Sorry, I get emotional at this point because this is real deep, you know, and this is real personal. And I love the other side more than sometimes this side because
I know. I'm getting too that, you know, you want to just quit here and go there. But
oh, yes.
No, no, no. He says no, no. He's actually got his index finger up and he's shaking it at you. He's going, no, no, no.
Well, I do have some things to give to this side, but I love the other side because they're so loving, and
yes,
that's all
they are.
They just
that's
they
why
love
he likes to hug you at night to let you know, hey, I'm here for you.
I feel him brushing.
And he does want you to get outside more.
Get outside, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been
sure
on Facebook too much.
On. Put your sunscreen on, go outside and listen to the birds.
Yeah.
And the insects in nature. Oh. There's some sort of a harmonic that they give off that
oh.
will help you.
Oh, thank you. He just passed away in March. My dad passed away about 23 years ago. So, and I know all about this. I'm really intellectual, not intellectual, that's a stupid way of putting it, but
yeah,
I am
cool.
very harmonic in knowing the way the world works, but still you have so many years of knowing the way the world worked before and the way it works now, meaning, you know what I mean, programs.
I know what you mean. He senses your frustration with the way people in general are and what's going on in the world and how you don't want to live that way anymore. You don't want to, you know, turn on the news and hear about war and violence and abuse and bullying and cruelty to animals and deforesting. And, you know, you don't like that. It really, it's like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
What I'm getting, that your vibration is when you hear this. And he's trying to comfort you and say, not yet. And he's shaking that index finger at you. Not yet. You've got
uh-huh.
work to do. You got work to do.
I do have work to do. I'm like
and he
you.
Knows it. You know it.
I'm like you, Linda. I want to teach other people the way the world is. Hey,
and
we're here
will.
To. Yes,
you definitely will.
Oh, thank you.
And he'll be there helping you while you're sitting there typing something for your book. And I'm seeing that you're going to be writing a book soon.
Well, thank you.
And while you're doing that, he's going to be implanting the things in there to help you say what you want to say that will resonate with people.
Linda, I am like you to some degree. I know the way the world works. I know that you can have information from the other side, but there's a level of excitement. You get bored. You get like, okay, so much, only so many things excite you. And it's like you want to help people. That's why you're there, I'm sure. Like I want to be there. And it's like, I want to do something. If I'm not going to be here, I just check me out, please, because I'm not doing enough for this world.
You will be. Write that book.
Really?
Write.
Give me a clue. Give me a clue.
Your story.
Give me a clue.
Your
give
journey,
me a clue.
Your path of how you got to be where you are now.
I'm just such a simpleton. I'm just a regular person. It's
just
a boring
story. Your story. That is what people are going to relate to.
Mm-hmm.
People that are just now waking up are going to see similarities in your life and how you came to the understanding of the other side and everything. And they're going to go, wait a minute. I've had a few little signs like somebody hugging me at night and I didn't know who it was or what it was. Maybe that was so-and-so. And they will start to become more open to their own experience.
So
tell your story, Joy.
Oh, Linda.
Tell everything you felt when it happened and how you slowly progressed to the understanding you have now.
Thank you. Thank you.
I promise you it will sell well.
Really?
Yes. And you have him helping you and you have some others helping you. You had a cousin that passed too?
Sorry, I'm thinking.
I'm saying like little, when you were little, that there was a cousin or something that, or maybe it wasn't a cousin, but some sort of distant relative maybe that you played with when you were little.
My father died when I was very young.
Okay.
Not him.
I wonder why he's showing me as a young, young person then. You know, a lot of times they do show me when they're much younger than they actually were when they crossed.
My dad died when I was 23. And you know me. I've been on Facebook. I'm just a happy-go-lucky girl, and certain people die, and I try to pass on the baton to let them know that, hey, it's a good life. But I am kind of lost. I don't really know what I'm to do next.
Well, I think this would be a good thing for you to do that and continue posting in the groups that you're in. Tell your story, bits and pieces there. You know, you just kind of intuit what people are looking for as far as a response, and then relate your own personal experience back to them so that they can resonate with it too.
Some to write a story. I mean, literally write one.
Actually,
my story, my story.
Sit down at your computer and type out book pages, yes.
My story of my life or?
Your story.
Oh, well, you're in it then.
Oh, thank you.
And so is everybody else. I waited so long online today. You know, we're friends on Facebook, but, you know, we don't really know each other real big. But I know there's a connection there.
Yes, there is. Like I said, the Divine Network did that.
Thank you. I'll pass the baton to somebody else. This is really great, but I will let somebody else have a chance tonight or today.
Okay.
Sorry. God bless you.
I was glad to talk to you on here and all the other people that will be listening. You know,
you've
done a lot just by calling in and bringing these things up because other people are out there in the same situation as you, not knowing what do I do now.
Right.
And maybe writing a book is in their future, too. So
thank you.
Thank you, Joy.
God bless you, Linda.
And come back again. She'll be back on with us on Friday.
Friday.
Same number, same time, same station. It's like at 773-897-6461.
Oh, really?
You get Linda back again, yeah.
Oh, yep. The next Friday?
Time, too, this week. And she'll be on with Jethro that time. So it's like he's
interesting. Sorry. I've known her on Facebook. I mean, I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm talking to her. I mean, I know I have different anyway, thank you so much.
Cool. All righty.
Thank you.
Well, we'll see you again.
Okay, God bless you.
Bye-bye. All righty. Well, I cheated. I went and I gave us a few more minutes here. So it's like I'm making sure we got time to get everybody because we've had some people really patient here in the queue. And it's like our next caller has held for 38 minutes here.
Oh.
And this is area code 574. Debbie, okay. Let's see, I'm suddenly sitting there going, this person is listening. Okay, that person is listening, but it's like your phone is whacking out on you.
Yeah, I can't hear the caller.
Okay. Can you get, let's see, say something again. It's like, Debbie, can you get better reception? Because you're sounding like you're having what we call it. Kind of. Wow. Did you make any of that out, Linda?
You may have to translate. I can't make out what they're saying.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay. Debbie? Oh, there we go. Yes. Now I can hear you.
Okay.
Debbie?
Alan, can you see right there? Hi, Kelly. It's Debbie.
Yeah. I saw
how
that.
Are you,
like,
girl?
Cool. Pretty good.
I was busy typing in the chat room, and I just catch the fun part. Sorry.
Like I said, we'll have this will be on an archive, so it's like, you know, anybody listening, it's like, you know, if there's parts you missed, because I know we've been really seriously blogging today, it's like, you know, Blog Talk has been blogging us, so it's like, it's kicking people out, people coming back in, and you get points for, you know, being the most persistent today. It's like, I have to tell Jethro,
so
he ought to give you an award for that.
Oh, I can't miss my show, you know.
And the nice thing is, Linda's going to be back on with us on Friday. She'll be on Friday with Jethro.
Oh, good. Well, I wasn't expecting to get on, but if you wouldn't mind, I have got a quick question for Linda. I do some crossing over of earthbound spirits, actually in masses, and, you know, I'm not very clairvoyant. I only see these beings every once in a while. Do you have any takes on that, validations or anything, any input?
Okay, as far as people
that were in groups? Yes, I've run into that. Most of those are people that were involved in a war situation or a serious outbreak of some type of disease.
Oh, wow.
I have a workstation over in the astral realm. I used to give group tours last year on certain dates where I would go pick people up and show them where I work. And James Van Praagh explained in his book, Growing Up in Heaven, it's called the Hall of Records.
Yeah.
And it's also where orientation is. And a lot of people going to orientation, they appear as white orb with a little bit of length to them. And they will go in a single file across where I'm at and go into the orientation area. But, yes, I'm not really sure what the second part of your question was.
I was just basically looking for validation. Is this something that you think that I can do? I mean, this is my passion. I just crossed over two. It's so funny you said war. I just crossed over two Civil War soldiers from the 1800s just last night at the neighbor's house.
Oh, so you are like a ghost whisperer, right?
Yeah, but I can't. Yeah. Just a little bit of my frustration is that I only see them some of the times. I see plenty of orbs. I see flashes of light. I feel them go by me, but let me explain. I am crossing over in masses. Like, was it the other night? I crossed over way over 3,000 in one sitting. But I have the archangels that are with me to help me do it in my team of light via the pendulum.
Okay. Do not worry about not getting enough of them crossed over.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not just you working with it, but I would say if this is something that you're passionate about, keep doing. Very passionate about it.
Okay,
and they will
come
to you, or they will have those that are in need brought to you. They can do this. If somebody around the globe is needing someone to help them cross over, they can either bring you an astral form to the person, or they can bring that soul on the physical plane to you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I thought this happened.
There was a homeless man in 2010 lying in a back alley somewhere, and he had refused to go to the hospital. He didn't trust doctors. He didn't trust the Veterans Administration, and now he had pneumonia so severe he couldn't keep living.
Oh.
They called me it's about 11 o'clock at night here. I'm sitting at my computer, and I'm feeling really weak and really tired, and I go, okay, now what? Get to bed now. I'm like, I normally wait till midnight. So I got myself in, got myself to sleep. Then they told me I needed to appear, and you can change what you look like, by the way, as an angel. So I had on a long, white, flowing robe with the wings and everything, and I appeared to this man laying in this alley. And he explained the situation to me, you know, telepathically, because he couldn't talk, he couldn't breathe. And he was fighting crossing over. He regretted the life that he'd had, and he made such a mess of things that he wanted a second chance, and now it was going to be too late. So I explained to him that when he got over there and got oriented and got educated a little bit in what had happened to him, that he would have other options. He could work as a spirit guide himself, helping other people in that situation to prevent it.
Yeah.
Or he could come back in another lifetime himself and work through those issues and possibly help people that way. And he went peacefully at that point.
Wow. See, that really resonates with me. That's right in line with the way that I feel about the spirit world, too. That's really amazing, and it's such a good feeling to be able to help people like that. I'm just wondering if I'm ever going to be able to, you know what I mean, do it professionally or just let the universe let it happen when it's supposed to happen.
I used to be of the mindset of just let the universe take care of things. But in the more recent years, I've found that we have to be proactive ourselves in our choices. We can't just be passive.
Exactly.
If you want to do this professionally for people and actually charge money to get people out of their home and crossed over, I can't see a problem with that at all.
Good.
Take people
with
you when you're doing this. Have people write you testimonials.
Okay.
And there's no reason why you can't do this professionally.
Okay, wonderful. Well, this was just wonderful because I was actually just listening to you guys on the radio. I know you have other callers, but I'm so glad I got to talk to you. I really am.
Well, I'm glad I got to talk to you. I love meeting people that do these things. I just love it.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Well, Kelly, I'm going to let you and Linda go. God bless the both of you, and I'll continue listening.
And bless
you. Alrighty.
Big light love hug to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye
Sure.
now.
Bye.
Debbie's our loving spirit there in chat, and it's like she has been drop kicked out so many times today, and she keeps coming back in. I said, you know, she gets the persistent word today, so it's like if Blog Talk drops you, come on back in, because
well,
they do it on a frequent basis. I don't know. It's like,
yeah,
well, I think
keep
we
over... at it. Keep at it. It's nothing
oh, I know.
For her to do what she wants to do.
Exactly. Alrighty, our next caller here, again, they're up to 38 minutes. It's like, this is area code 843. Thank you for hanging on and coming on air with us today.
Oh, hey. I guess it's, can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Oh, I didn't remember pushing one. It's Amy. I was just listening. I was really enjoying. Linda's just been so important since all this stuff started happening. I went from being normal and then like most you know my story and then Keith died and then and the explanation I love the way you explain things in such simple terms because from you know this could be really complicated and it doesn't have to be and it just sounds so freaking normal and I just love the way that you explain the synchronicity. So I'm actually sitting in, I'm trying to help my mother. You know, I'm trying to get my brother to the other side, and I am just sitting in the hospital here while my mother goes and visits my brother. But I really enjoyed listening. But I didn't remember pushing one. Well, I'm glad you know that I was there. I can't wait for Friday, or I can't wait for tomorrow because I have my phone back and we can finally talk about the elusive fourth chakra.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
like,
the most difficult
maybe.
One to clear, too, isn't it?
Yeah. It's interesting. I wrote, and a lot of this stuff, I just believe when the writing comes, for the people who are talking about writing, I really just think it comes from spirit. I wrote this article last night, because a lot of the people that I'm come in contact with, especially on Facebook, are grieving. And grief is just so odd. And I wrote an article about grief and the chakras. And it just made so much sense. And all this stuff, it doesn't have to be that complicated because it's just a normal order of things. And I think that people try to make it so complicated and so special and all of this stuff, and it is just normal. So I was really excited that I was inspired to write it because I think it'll really make a difference in the way people think about their grief. They just think about it like a great big ball that can't be unmanageable. Anyway,
well, we have to remember Don Shepherd Day on Friday.
Oh yes, I have this widow friend, and it's just interesting how all these, in the age of information, I would say every day one of my three-dimensional friends defriends me because they're sick of hearing about all of my flights of fancy, but all these new relationships start. And there's this one widow, and she's just, it was such a deep relationship, and there was a lot behind the story that I'm really not at liberty to tell, but she's really suffering. And Friday's the first anniversary. She's turning it, because he was an EMT, and he was just like a real doer. So she's turning it into a day of she just wants people to go out and do some sort of play it forward thing and then tell her about it or take a picture. And also his favorite food was chicken parmesan and carrot cake. So include that in your diet on
we
Friday.
We have carrot cake left from Sunday.
Perfect. So anyway, enough about me. It's just great to hear everybody. Y'all mean a real lot to me.
All righty. Well, thank you, Amy. It's like, yeah, we'll see
yeah,
you on again.
Great to hear from you.
90 minutes tomorrow with us. It's like she's going to review. She's done the first three chakras. It's like she's done the red, orange, and yellow. And it's like, those are all in the archives, so if people miss those first, it's like you can see those. So she's probably going to do a quick overview because the Florida floodwaters, like, you know, took her phone out, and it's like we've been missing her for the last couple weeks. So she'll probably do the quick overview, proceed right on into chakra number four. So anybody that's been following that class with her, it's like dial in and listen in tomorrow as Amy.
Right, if the creeks don't rise. But, no, the weather looks good, and the phone is operable. So we'll move forward. It's interesting, not to babble, but ever since all of this stuff started happening, I have just been having the worst time with electronics. Nothing, you know, I touch things and they just don't work. And it's so, it's humorous. I guess it's humorous. I'm learning to not be frustrated and just laugh because it's pretty funny.
Cool.
Well, we're all having trouble with electronics. You know, we put out such high energy fields when we raise our vibrations that this, you know, physical stuff just can't handle it.
Oh, my God. I just tried to use the ATM machine, and it was just shooting out. No, transaction failed. This other person comes behind me, and it works just perfectly fine. It wasn't a no money thing. It was like me and the machine not jiving. Now I just laugh. It's like, okay, I guess I didn't need the money, right? So we just move on. But I need a phone back. I need backup point for things. Anyway, enough about me.
All righty. Well, thank you, Amy. It's like I'll put you back in here so you can continue to listen, and we'll go to our next caller here. All right. Got another one, patients here. Let's see. We have area code. This is 832. 832, you're on with us.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Pretty good.
You?
Good. I'm great. I have a quick question. I feel like right now I'm in a time of transition, not only spiritually, but in my career. Are these two things going to meld, or am I missing something? Just to elaborate.
This is a time of change for everyone. Relationships are changing. Jobs are changing. This is a good thing because a lot of people are finding that they're stuck, maybe not even consciously aware, but subconsciously they realize they're stuck in something that's not making them feel happy, that's making them feel good. So if there's an opportunity for you to reach to a career that you really want, even if that means going back to school, do it. And the most popular careers that people are finding right now that they want to be in is with animal care or some form of taking care of animals, working with nature, child care, caring for the elderly, caring in hospice work or nursing work, anything that relates to helping living things. Is this where your direction seems to want to go?
I'm already in a helping field. I'm already in the medical field. I just feel like I'm going to be changing positions somehow. Nothing's come along yet, and I haven't really decided which route that I want to go. I just feel like it's time for a change. But the spiritually-wise, I've been doing a lot of meditating and things like that. But now, like, whenever I wake up in the morning, I'm starting to hear things. And so that's why I said, I think things are changing for me spiritually.
Just keep listening. Try to tune out everything else that's going on around you. That may be your spirit guides or loved ones crossed over that are trying to direct you. And if you're not really sure what direction you go in, try to pick up on words that might be a clue. Sometimes they're short words. One time all I got was assume the power. I'm like, assume the power of what, you know? And it meant my personal power. But by listening, and you can figure out what they're saying if you can concentrate well enough, and then paying attention to what else is going on around you, whatever feelings you get hit with. If you see something on TV that, you know, catches your attention, that might be a message for you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
See, there's many things within the medical field that you can transition to that would be a better mix for you, a better match.
So it may not be a total reversal of career. It just may be moving a different, slightly different room in the same house.
Right, yeah. That's
and I was thinking like hospice care and counseling people spiritually while they're preparing to cross over and making them comfortable and making the family comfortable. Is that something you might consider?
That is something that I might consider, although, you know, that's just so, it's heartbreaking to see other people hurt. And so I think that's why I have it built into that side of the, you know, just because
true,
I...
But feeling the pain makes you stronger.
Okay. I got it.
The best ones that can help in that are the ones that feel it the most, because they can truly relate, and not only verbally, but your energy field will go out, you know, and comfort those people because they know you understand.
That's definitely something to consider, though. Definitely. I'll just do it.
Well, I'm having trouble hearing you. I guess it's breaking up a little bit.
Did I
answer everything okay, or is there anything else you need to know? Or?
Oh, no. I just wanted to say thank you very much. That is definitely something to consider. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Light, love, hug to you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Call back in. We encourage people to call back in. Linda's going to be back on with us here on Friday, Psychic Dawn's Live, Psychic's Gone Wild, there we go, with Jethro. And the number will be the same, 773-897-6461. All righty, we got a few more here. Let's see. Here's area code 856. Let's see if the little spin. There we go. 856, you're on with us. Let's see, try that again. We're not, we're having the same problem we had with Debbie's phone there. Linda, can you hear her?
No, I can't.
Hello?
There we go.
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead, ask Linda your question.
Are you crying, hon?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you can feel my hug to you.
Thank you. I wanted to know if I have any messages from anybody. If you can do that, please.
You're feeling so alone right now. Oh, hi, I'm seeing a lot of people around you. Not physical people. I'm seeing a lot of spirit people. You've lost a lot of people in your life, haven't you?
I lost a few, yes. My mom wanted me to say that you might know her. Her name is Martha Wharton. I don't know if you know her. I don't know.
Well, you've got there's a couple people you've never even met that are watching over you. And it was the same last name. And there's a Pat.
There's a what? I'm sorry.
There's a kind of a pudgy gentleman named Pat. Kind of like a guardian spirit to your family.
Oh. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you'll have to find out, I guess.
Yeah. I would talk to my mom, but she's in a doctor's appointment right now.
Yeah, I know. It started at 3:15, right?
I don't know.
Oh, hon. You know that Rick is always watching out for you guys, right?
Yeah. I know he's watching out for us.
Yes, he is. He was a very strong person when he was here, and he's strong for you guys now.
Mm-hmm.
And especially your brother, he's watching out for, because your brother is going to kind of grow up and do what he does, or what he did when he was here.
Yeah. My brother always talks about him. Like, sometimes he'll say he got a sign from him, or things like that.
Well, Rick is going to help with the problems with the other kids at school for him, too. He's going to help teach your brother how to put out an air of don't mess with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there's been problems there, too, where he's getting bullied a little bit. So
yeah.
Rick is going to help with that, too.
Mm-hmm. My brother only mentioned one person, but I know there's probably more than one person doing it.
You're kind of worried about your mom, too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, hon, don't worry. Your mom is going to be fine. We're all going to make sure of that.
Thank you.
She's come a long way over all these years of everything she's had to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that she's becoming more spiritually powerful and she has a mission she wants to do, that's going to help out a lot.
Mm-hmm. My mom is a very strong person, and I know she'll be okay. I just worry sometimes.
I know you do, hon.
And that's normal. That really is normal.
Yes, it is. It's
tell you what, we posted this in chat, and it's like we'll make sure we get this posted with our groups, and we'll make sure that we get you on a prayer list. And do you want to show your mom's name with us? And it's like we can.
It's Martha.
Martha. Alrighty. Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
We will directly put her in prayer, so it's like it'll be all right, and you too. It's like, you know, we're going to pray that God's peace be around you so you have some peace of mind. It's like, don't take on God's worries, you know. It's like, this is when they say, you know, turn your worries over to God and let him handle it, because when there's things that are too big for us to handle and we feel so down and, you know, so fearful with stuff, it's like, that's when we turn it over to God and let that lovingness be part of our life and let him give you that peace, because it'll be okay.
Thank you.
It'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're connected now. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very
much.
You've
got family here in Idaho that you didn't know you had.
There you go. Now I'll tell you what. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna leave you on here. It's like we got to get to some of the other callers, but it's like I'm just gonna put you back in line here and let you kind of hang on. And there's some. Well, see, I'm sure you probably know how to.
Thank you.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, that's my phone. It's like I'm going to ignore that one. But anyway, call us. It's like I'm thinking, wow, how to post is like how to find Linda's place. The other person you can find is, if you got a computer, www.jessicasmith.net. It's like that's a connection point, and it's like we've got, you know, people in big, we've got groups, you know, like Psychic Chat and Psychic's Gone Wild, and it's like there's people you can get in there and, you know, talk with, you know, I mean, chat online with and stuff, and it's like there's a lot of very gifted people, and it's like Jethro, I'm going to encourage you to call back on Friday, because Jethro does get those kind of messages, and it's like he, you know, he really, I don't know what he does, but it's like he's really got what I call a direct line to people's angels, and it's like I'm sure you will get stuff. It's like, so, you know, follow us and come on back again on Friday. It's the same number at 773-897-6461. And call back in and talk to Linda and Jethro on Friday, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
But we want to keep it.
Okay,
we want to hear back from you. All right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And meanwhile, get a good box of Kleenex, because crying is okay. It's allowed.
Yeah, it
and that's totally
it
fine.
It does.
It helps to cleanse.
Thank you.
All righty. We will talk to you again.
Thank you. Bye.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Talk to you later.
All righty. And let's see. Our next one here is 870. Area code 870.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Actually, I have a question about the beginning of the show. You briefly made a statement of people from other planets reincarnating here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just curious. It kind of sparked a memory of my son, Brendan. When he was 3, he started telling me and his father that he was from another planet. And he kept on saying, mix them on or mock them on, but he said it didn't sound right. And I was just curious, have you ever heard that saying or anything like that from other people or other children maybe?
The closest I personally have encountered in the English language with a planet name like that is Medusa.
Medusa. Yeah, which, I mean, he's 8 now, and he hasn't talked about it for, you know, 2 or 3 years. But he kept on telling me and his father he came here on a beam of light.
Mm-hmm. That's possible.
And
astral projection.
Okay. All right. So is this a normal thing? Like, have y'all had other children?
Oh, more and more children in this generation coming up now than ever before.
Okay.
Each successive generation brings more as long as the population is as high as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was only 3 when he was starting to talk about that, all children have a window where they're still connected to what they were before they were in the physical for quite a while after they're born.
Yeah.
And so it would be perfectly normal for him to talk about these kinds of memories or past life memories, you know, where they were. And Medusa, if I'm understanding it correctly from what they told me, is the planet where the mantid insectoid beings are. And those are the ones that heal a lot of traumatic children that die, like in accidents or ravaging diseases. When they go over to the other side, there is a team of those that work with human spirits and guides and angels to help heal those children from those events. So either he remembers being on that planet, or he remembers working with the mantids while they were healing him before he came back.
Okay. Now, he said he's from there. I mean, he's told us a lot about it. I mean, I got it wrote down. That he's a very sensitive child, too. Very,
yeah.
Very sensitive. Like, if we go over to, like, one of our friends' houses or something like that and say, you know, somebody gets in an argument,
He can't be in the same room, can he?
No, he can't handle the energy. No.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to stay very, very calm around my Brendan.
And you can't have a lot of different people around him either, right?
Right. He's very...
He doesn't like grocery stores or crowds?
Oh, no. When I ask him to come to Walmart with me, it's like asking him to go back there and chop off his arm.
Yeah, that's
And he loves
normal.
The water. The water. He is a water bug. But, well, I just wanted you to elaborate on it more because, you're the first person I've ever heard actually talking about incarnating from other planets, and it just sparked my memory with him. His kindergarten teacher, he's even told her all about it, and she told me back then that, oh, he's going to grow up to be such a, you know, a wonderful writer. He has such an imagination and all this. And I was like, yeah, that's great. Yay.
It's not a sci-fi. It's a biography.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But, you know, I live in a very small town in Arkansas. I wasn't about to say anything like that because, you know, the whole holy water thing that y'all were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Sprinkling
on
her and she's melting.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the buckle of the Bible Belt, as I like to say, so we don't talk about them things. But,
well, getting online, you can meet a lot of people you can talk to on the computer and you don't have to worry about anyone overhearing you.
Yeah. Yeah. He hasn't talked about it in a couple of years, and that was just something that we let him bring up and then, you know, just listen to him.
It may be that he's tried to talk to other kids about it, and, you know, they poo-pooed it, to be polite, and he
yeah.
doesn't feel comfortable anymore.
All righty. Well, thanks for taking my call. It was interesting talking to you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. Come to Continuum X headquarters on Facebook if you're on Facebook.
I've already looked it up while I was online a while ago, and I liked it.
Okay, well, like it and join in.
All right, thank you.
We're here every day, and Linda will be on with us on Friday.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, we got two left. We got Teddy's mom, and then we got, let's see, where's the other one here? Okay, find my keyword. First, we're going to grab Teddy's mom real quick.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I've got a question. How come I haven't been able to find a partner in life?
Okay, sometimes we have what's called the twin flame situation. And what a twin flame is the other half of your soul. Generally, when you're in your incarnation on Earth, and they are still over there on the other side, they will work as your guide. And when you have that kind of lifetime, you're meeting up with other members of your soul family, soulmates, other parts of your soul group, and having intimate relationships, usually marriages or that type of thing. And we work through different issues with those people in that type of setting, you know, the marriage setting. However, a lot of people now are finding that they're incarnating with their twin flame, which means that other soulmates, family, soul group members are staying back because those twin flames are going to come together, and that's going to be a mission for both of you to do great spiritual work. So if you haven't met that right one yet, that means that that person hasn't met the right one yet either, and that you will be coming together. And when you do, it will just be like looking in a mirror for you.
It hasn't. Is this in this lifetime, or are you talking about another lifetime?
I'm talking about coming together in this lifetime, this period of history.
Because it hasn't happened yet.
No, but it could happen sometimes late in life. I know a couple that met that were, she was 58 and he was 64. And it turned out they were twin flames.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why it's taken so long. It seems like it wasn't really meant to be.
Each one of you has to grow and be at a certain point in your spiritual development before you can get together and work together. But have hope. Talk to him in your mind at night.
Yeah, it just seems like other people seem to be...
Huh?
It just seems like everybody else is on a different, completely different frequency.
I know. Everyone probably is on a different frequency from you. So at night when you're getting ready to go to sleep, you don't know who he is, where he is, you just know that he is. Send him a message from your heart, from your mind, saying, I am here, I am waiting, and I'm asking my guides to get me to the point where we are ready to come together. I've actually done this work for people.
So it is possible then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's pretty lonely for you right now. Goodness, the people I brought together were hurting too. It's like, am I not good enough for anyone? And then they were like, oh, well, there's really nobody out there I want. But there was, and they just hadn't met yet.
Yeah, there isn't anybody I find appealing at all. It's like nothing on the radar whatsoever.
And don't be surprised if they don't live anywhere near you. The people that I know usually live several states away or even in another country. But
yeah,
they somehow meet online.
Yeah, I don't do the online dating.
The eHarmony, forget all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't do, to me, I don't do any of that. So I don't mix with anybody online.
But it wouldn't be a bad idea to, if you like spiritually advanced groups, to go ahead and make friends in there. And make groups like that. Because that's most likely to meet someone.
Yeah, that's not really...
90 seconds.
Doesn't appeal. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. And, We're just going to kind of finish up. It's like, I think we got a hold of everybody, because everybody, the other two I recognize here, is like, we got Amy, Loving Spirit, and our young gal from before there. And I'm just going to kind of go over real quick some of the 60 seconds, thank you, how to contact stuff. Get a hold of Psychic Jethro at www.jethrosmith.net. His number is 928-284-0437. He's also a psychic, Jethro, at AOL.com. His special this month, the July special, is called the Coffee Reading. And what he does is, if you will buy a box of coffee, that's call me, call Kelly at 719-289-4907. Either a box of coffee or the teas, you know, buy one box of anything just to try the healthy coffee, the healthy beverages, and Jethro will give you a 30-minute reading for buying the box of coffee or tea or whatever you purchase there. Also, if people would like to go a step bigger, it's like for less than $64, you can sign up to get wholesale prices, and he will do an hour reading. And Linda, real quick, give us your contact information again.
Okay, you can reach me on Facebook at Continuum X Headquarters. I'm also on Blogspot, Lindaru, lindaru.blogspot.com. And I hope to talk to you guys soon.
All righty, sounds good. Well, this has been a hoot today. This has been awesome. I know we're going to have a lot of people calling back in on Friday, and it's like, do some more. So it's like, we got a lot of open field. We got a lot of questions and stuff. So thank you. This has been, I really enjoyed this today. This has been really cool, and
we'll
see you again.
Me too.
Really good. And you and Jeff will be on Friday.
Right.
It'll be at noon, and hopefully he can get his phone to behave, and it's like he'll maybe, you know, be able to do the same thing, just call, and we'll do the conference call, and we'll get you on. So
great.
Look forward to this, and we'll talk to you again.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Great one.
You too.